Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
While we're on the topic of Saltburn and some of those more intimate scenes that we talked about in our bonus BS this week, Barry Keoghan, who is the actor who is in some of these outlandish, shocking, intimate scenes, he is coming out and talking about the inspiration behind the one that I think is the most grotesque, which if you haven't seen the film and you want to hear us talk about it in detail, again, you can subscribe to our bonus BS content.
Is this the third one this he told
is,
us about?
This is the graveyard scene where he... Anyway. Go listen to it on bonus
BS. He went off script and all I can see is like everybody on set going, what is he doing and do we stop him?
Well, from Barry's own mouth, this is what happened when he filmed that scene.
Grave scene, same thing. I just wanted to explore and grow with the character and figure him out and see when, you know, I asked for a closed set. I said, I want to try something. And I just wanted to see what I'd do as Oliver when action happened and where I went. And to me, he just went to a place of, you know, being totally heartbroken and lost and confused. That's where the books helped me out, because it reminded me of where I'm at and how to feel, basically, what mood to be in.
By the way, that was with an interview with GQ.
Okay, so he asked for a close set. So we're sitting there thinking, everybody's watching this. So
it's got to be a cameraman.
Yes, obviously. But I mean, by close set, you probably have, like, you know,
director.
A director and your camera person. And maybe somebody, I mean, we have plenty of people who work in the entertainment industry, in the movie industry, in our backyard. So if you know how this, I'm interested to know, like, the inner workings of requesting a closed set and, like, exactly how many people are in you know, on the set. That makes so much more sense as to why he chose to do that.
So this is, I don't know the ins and outs of this industry either, but from what I understand, what you told us a few weeks ago, Abby, was that this was improvised. Mm-hmm. So if he knew he was going to do this, then he would ask for a closed set.
You could be in the moment. Like, you could be doing it.
But then it wouldn't be a closed set.
Oh, that's so true. Yeah, you can ask people to leave. Like, everybody can be there, and you can request a closed set, and everybody has to leave.
Well, then it's not really very spontaneous, right? I have this idea. Everybody get out of here.
It kind of sounds...
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like he wanted to explore the character, but didn't know what he was going to do as the character. Mm-hmm. And so he asked for a closed set so he could get... He knew it was going to be weird and freaky what he did. But I don't know. Like, I think probably in the moment he did the graveyard scene, but he didn't know in advance. You know what I mean?
He knew he was going to get freaky.
Yeah. When you're watching, they film a scene over and over and over and over again sometimes. So maybe he was filming the scene over and over and over again. And then he's like, this is what I think this character should do. And he's like, I need a close set. Everybody leaves. And then he does what he did.
Do you think he's like, but this is going to be one take?
Yeah.
That would have been a one take scene for me, man.
I'm going to get awfully chafed. All right, this is one time.
Well, you get what you get. We ain't doing this again.
You're only getting one out of me. Okay, so as somebody with a breakup podcast, I talk a lot about, like, the most outrageous ones that I've ever, or I talk a lot about some really outrageous things, and I always know I'm going to get a good story when a throuple is involved. And now Peacock is introducing a new reality show that I think is going to give me a lot of content to talk about, because a trailer dropped yesterday for a new dating show called Couple to Throuple. This is going to be so good.
So we really have
to... Is that a California king, by the way?
We have to take a look at ourselves as a society, because they are giving us what we want. And TV and movies now have never been more into shock value than they are right now. You got this one, Saltburn, we were just talking about, which is three of the most shocking things I've ever seen in my life.
The naked dating
show also. We are just going to different levels of shock value now.
Well, at this point, like, how do we top all of this? We're going to see three people dating each other, then do we have like a show about four people dating? And then at what point do we just put on full intimacy scenes on the television and call it entertainment?
I don't think we're far from that at all.
I mean, I think if you go to other countries, that's happening already.
Really?
Uh-huh. There's way more nudity and way more liberal when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that Naked show is based in the UK.
From England, yeah.
Spicy. Well, that drops on February 8th, and if we're going to call TV a hobby, I think we should all pick it up as a hobby so we can all discuss it together.
It's for research.
For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.